Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The new fall schedule, spring schedule, I guess, well, starts in winter, but, you know, second semester, I guess you'd call it. New schedule has started, and I'm happy to say I have my time, same time slot. I will be here at 2 p.m. on Monday afternoons. Unfortunately, it's just an hour show, but that's okay. We play what we can, right? And anyone anywhere who was not under a rock probably knows that the Patriots won the Super Bowl yesterday. And so I've got something, you know, a tribute, celebrate. And this is a song about Tom Brady from the Dred Sox featuring the bullpen horns. Written by Al Petrulis, the songwriter for the band Special Guests. The Dred Sox is an 8-piece band that plays originals and covers in a wide variety of styles. So here is, in celebration for the Super Bowl, here is Brady.
Headed to the Hall of Fame. His name is Tom Brady, but we call him GOAT. It ain't no joke, 'cause he's old man on the team. Makes all the young players cream. Cheer him in the grandstand. See 5 rings on just one hand. Oh, Captain, please, please win one more for me. Spirit, never count him out, as we found out. Atlanta in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady took control. Down by 18, greatest comeback you've ever seen. Oh, Captain, please. Please, please, throw a touchdown.
but you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, knows she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack in there. Pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in the back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, getting 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, knows she's gonna drive those fellas wild. Go, 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 little limousine G.
few that's really kind of skewed. They see plots everywhere, in the circle, in the square, standing up all day, then blood rushing to their feet. They're driving all their eyes, they just can't really see. You know why? Cause they lie, and they lie, cause that's what dummies do. Cause they lie, and they lie, to get the next word from you. They want to go to war, to pick the fight on the cheap. IEDs explode, ripping right through their jeep. To fix this flaw, you know, considering it costs too much. Tell that to my friends who are dodging bullets shot. You know why? Cause they lie, and they lie, cause that's what dummies do. Cause they lie, and they lie, to get the next word from you. I think that I heard it, I heard it in a speech. Gather up intelligence by any possible means. If our folks get caught, you know exactly what that means. The notion is absurd, it is not part of the deal. You know why? Cause they lie, and they lie, cause that's what dummies do. Cause they lie, and they lie, to get the next one from you. Here we go again. All you've got to realize, this idea is so true. Always be aware of those entitled few, those who always clamor, the ones who want to be in charge. Their brains are often small, but their egos are quite large. You know why? Cause they lie, and they lie, cause that's what dummies do. Cause they lie, and they lie, to get the next vote from you. Cause they lie, and they lie, they think they're heaven sent. Cause they lie, and they lie, Mr. 1%. Here we go again.
Right now, we just heard started with the Dred Sox doing the single Brady in honor of our Super Bowl win on yesterday, setting records and such. Great stuff. Great stuff. After that, you heard the Billy Connors Project with a brand new song, Sunday Drive. No, wait a minute, wrong one. With Limousine Jean from their new self-titled EP, and that was... Yes, the Billy Connors Project will be playing on Saturday at the 3 to 7 matinee show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. And after that, you heard the brand new song, Sunday Driver, from the Raconteurs. Remember Jack White's band? That's, that was later than the White Stripes. He had the Raconteurs. And it's part of a double single with Now That You're Gone. And it's the first new music release in more than 10 years. It's part of the 10-year anniversary special edition of Consolers of the Lonely, their 2008 album. And it's on copper foil metallic vinyl. They plan to release a new album this year. And then you heard Dummies, a brand new single from Boston's Positive Negative Man. And they're going to be releasing a new EP soon. Now I have local band special guests doing a cover of the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today, which was recorded at Derringer's in Brockton, Mass. In 1990, from the soon-to-be-released album Testing 1-2, which will consist of covers recorded live to give people an idea of what the band sounded like live. Some Al Pachulis, the songwriter, producer, guitarist for special guests, has been in the Boston scene for a long time, and this band's been together off and on for over 40 years, with some changes in number in members. Some have passed on. This song features Ted Adams on cowbell, because you can never have enough cowbell, the late Rick Heenan on drums, and Dave Karahalas on bass, Al Pachulis on vocals and guitar. So here is special guests doing the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today.
Yeah.
Be with you in a minute. Something is being weird with technology as per usual. Let me fix this here, I hope. I don't know why it's doing this. Let's see now. I'm not sure what's going on here. Wait a minute. See if I can get this back. Why is always something always have to mess up, huh? More technology we have, the more things mess up. Let's see now. Maybe I can get it now. Here we go. You just heard, we started with special guests doing a cover of the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today. Really good stuff there. It's good to hear Al Pachulis on vocals since his medical problem with the voice means he has not been able to do vocals for a long time. So it was great to hear him when he did the lead vocals. After that, you heard Rival Sons with Sugar on the Bone from the brand new album Feral Roots, which came out a couple of weeks ago. They're a great band from Long Beach, California. Lead singer Jay Buchanan has quite a set of pipes on him. I saw the band live twice, and I highly recommend it if you have an opportunity. They are going to be in the area, I think at Royale in Boston in a few months from now, and got my tickets. I'm psyched. And after that, you heard Inglourious with Tomorrow from their brand new album, Ride to Nowhere, their third album. Excuse me. The band formed in England. Being formed in England in 2014, fronted by lead singer Nathan James, who has sung for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's the only original member in the band, as other members have left in the past few years. Anyway, excuse me for my voice. I wish I had water, but I don't have any here. Now it's serious guitar time in here, and I'm going to start with a new young guitarist, Caleb McCain, with Psychosexual Supernova from his new debut EP, Universe in Reverse. The 24-year-old guitarist, singer, and songwriter was born in Australia, lives in London, not yet on a label, and this three-song EP was crowdfunded. And I bet he won't be without a label for long. This cat is good. So Caleb McCain with Psychosexual Supernova.
Every time, someone to go life today. cherry red.
Now
open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, no, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
All right, let's see now. What did we just hear? Serious Guitar Time. That's what we just heard. First was Caleb McCain doing Psychosexual Supernova from his debut EP, Universe in Reverse. Then after that, you heard Sean Chambers with Cherry Red Wine from his 2018 album, Welcome to My Blues. Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Chambers grew up on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Loved blues and blues rock guitar. Then he released his debut album in 1998 after 15 years of playing in clubs. That year, he was asked to play with Hubert Sumlin at a Memphis Blues Festival, then went on to tour with him. Since had the opportunity to share stages and sit in with many of his blues and blues rock heroes. He tours mostly in Florida. And I finished off with something from the brand new album by Walter Trout. That was Me, My Guitar, and the Blues from Survivor Blues. It's a great thing. You may remember of several years back, he was waiting for a liver transplant, which he finally got. And after extensive rehab and recovery, he's touring again, doing more albums and such. It's like after being so close to death, Walter Trout is alive and grateful, happy to be playing again and playing with such fiery passion. And even when you listen, see this song, the album's called Survivor Blues, it's like a lot of the songs tell a lot about what was going on in his life. Great guitarist. And he played with the Blues Breakers way back, played with Canned Heat. Yeah, good stuff. Walter Trout. Now we've got Ted Drozdowski's new album out, Coyote Motel. And though he now lives in Nashville, Ted used to live in Boston, was a music journalist, including writing regularly for the Boston Phoenix. He's a singer who plays some pretty wild slide guitar. It was being into Juke Joint's blues, Americana, roots music, and from the album Coyote Motel, this is Jimmy Brown.
Here comes a freeze. You keep me guessing.